Hi, this is Ted Nguyen. I'm doing an audio booth from Orange County, but I'm very jealous because there's a few Orange County, California friends of mine utilizing social media that are in Las Vegas right now at the Consumer Electronic Show. And I've got Hoda07 from Laguna Beach, who is a new media consultant. Hoda, tell me, what are you doing in Vegas and what's the experience like so far for you? Hoda?
Yes. I kind of wasn't able to hear the last part of the question.
Okay.
I actually heard your introduction. I didn't hear the question.
Okay. The question is, you know, what's been your experience like in Vegas in the couple hours that you've been there waiting for the show to open tomorrow morning?
As you said yourself, we've been here just like shortly right here, like a couple of hours ago. We've got our hotel and the Cosmopolitan, which is like exclusive, fabulous hotel. So that part was great. And right now we just came to the Nissan Leaf event. That's about the Leaf vehicle with the zero emission. And we're pretty much hanging out there right now.
Okay.
What I'm expecting from these next few days is basically going around CES and checking out the consumer electronics that are available. And my interest personally is to see how they're really integrating the whole concept of social media into consumer electronics. And we are seeing it more and more, like the TVs, the Blu-ray players are finding they have like these apps on them that connect to Twitter and Facebook and all this stuff, and I'm just trying to see like what's their future plans and currently how they're integrating all these tools.
Right. I know that this is going to be a huge year for tablets. You know, the iPad led the way and the rest of the businesses are trying to catch up. What do you expect to see on the tablet front?
As you said, yes, this is this year pretty much a lot of players in the market do have tablets, and a whole lot of other ones are trying to basically get their little place for themselves. So I'll probably see a whole different array of these little machines out there. Now, as far as what I'm expecting from them, it's probably what could be to give an edge to them is really the usability and functionality of them, like whether weight-wise, battery life-wise, and then accessibility, like how easy and connectivity, really. And then when you have all that settled, what can you do, which brings you back to the functionality. And any one of these devices that could provide those, I think, will have a many edge as opposed to other companies. Mm-hmm. As you see, like, one of the things that Apple gives them the edge is really their app market. That they have all sorts of apps. They have an app for this, app for that. And that's what's really helping them in well, their design and functionality and ease of use isn't hurting them.
Right. Can I ask you about the atmosphere that you're experiencing right now? Because I know that in years past, because of the economic recession, it's been very, very muted. What is it like this year? Is the excitement back?
Sorry, I couldn't hear that for again.
Yeah. You know, in the past, it's been very, very muted because of the economic recession. What's the feeling and the whole dive like now? Is the good times back now, finally?
I'm expecting it a little bit, like, as opposed to, like, compared to last year, to be a little bit more, like, less muted, if you want to say it that way. A little bit more out there and more exposure. Now, I'm thinking, the number of players is probably not as many, mm-hmm. but still, I think they're making more noise than they were doing last year.
Okay. Now, what do you personally...
No, I'm passing the microphone back.
Now, what do you, you know, what do you professionally want, you know, hope to gain from your experience in Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show?
What I'm hoping to gain is basically get to see what is currently out there. Because, well, a few things you are exposed to based on your daily usage and what you see around you. But there's a whole lot of other devices and gadgets out there that I haven't seen. So I'm hoping to see what is out there that hopefully I could use and utilize either in daily business or for my clients or any other way. And also to see what kind of little would see in the future, like what's on the horizon, because if you could see those trends and if you see some things are kind of like hot now, but you don't see much talk about them at a convention like this, then you kind of get a feeling that probably it's starting to go out the door, maybe. Mm-hmm. So you might want to shift your focus onto the newer technologies that are coming out, or at least keep an eye on them. And I'm hoping that after 3 weeks that I'm here, be able to really just have that overview of like what's currently going around and what they can do, what capabilities they have, and what's on the horizon.
Right. Now, tell us about the people that you're traveling with. I know that you're traveling with a couple of very notable Southern Californians. You know, who are you hanging out with down there in Las Vegas?
Right now, the group, I mean, I think the group is going to be really big. And I was joking about it a few days ago, like, she just moved to LA probably. But right now, currently, I'm with Calvin Lee, also known as Mayhem Studios.
Mm-hmm. Mayhem Studios on Twitter.
And Jim Alden for Tech Frog, and on Twitter handle. And Shannon Smith with her Twitter handle, the Epic Spin. And that's right now, this is the group we arrived here. And I know a few others right now around here, which we just have to get back to our hotel and start texting, tweeting them, and finding who is where. I think Brian Elliott is around. I heard Calvin was saying he was fixed back and forth with him. So I'm sure there's a whole lot more around.
So you're going to connect with him. Yeah. Right. So you're going to connect with them via Twitter and Facebook. So what does the next few days hold for you? What are your plans for the next couple of days while you're at the show?
During the day, it's pretty much going around, visiting the booths and talking to some vendors and see what they have and what's on display. And I guess the evening part is more going to the events and a little bit more on the networking side of this whole thing.
Right.
Get to know some of the people involved and some of the ones you know work. Get to see them again and meet new people and basically expand your network. Pretty much that's what I'm hoping to happen from as far as going around to the event and the after
parties. Okay. So is this the first year that you've attended, or have you attended many years in the past?
What was that? Sorry.
How many times have you attended the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas?
Actually, unfortunately, I can't say too long. This is my second time. So
this is your second time. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So so the last question. Well, I appreciate the time, you know, that you took away from your busy schedule in Vegas, and I can't wait to hear from your report, and I'm looking forward to your tweets as well as Facebook postings. Thank you so much, Hoda, and it's Hoda, H-O-D-A. 007 on Twitter. Thank you, and have fun down there in Vegas.
Thank you very much. Yes, that's Hoda, HODA007 on my Twitter handle, and thank you so much.
All right, well, have a great time.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.